Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, it would appear the Trump Organization may be trying to stall its upcoming criminal trial in New York until after the midterm elections. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about what's going on there, ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. The Trump Organization was in court yesterday, and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which has charged the former president's company with tax fraud and tax evasion, all sorts of things, They accused the Trump Organization of doing exactly that, just trying to delay by playing a couple of games with the rules of evidence and disclosure. And the judge didn't like it, said, we are not going to delay trial. This is scheduled to start next month. And the judge does not want to delay things, even though it appeared to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office anyway that the Trump team was trying to push this past the midterm election so that it would not be an issue, because a trial that could potentially expose some of the business practices of the former president, may not bode well.
That's the Trump Organization portion of this. And then also, former President Trump's legal team is looking at the special master candidates. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, this, you'll recall, the judge had asked the Justice Department and former President Trump's attorneys to propose candidates to conduct the review of all the materials seized from the former president's country club in Florida. The two sides did that on Friday night, and the Trump team did not approve of either of the two candidates put forth by the government. They wouldn't say why. They said they would only tell the judge privately why they opposed it, but the government actually approved one of the Trump candidates, a retired federal judge from Brooklyn named Raymond Deary. And so it seems likely that that could then be the appointment. But it's up to the judge to decide who to pick for this job. The two sides still have to work out exactly what the review will entail and how long it should take. The government says this shouldn't take more than a few weeks. The Trump team says this could take three times that long. And again, it would push it past the midterm elections.
Yeah. It's interesting. Trump himself has suggested that he actually declassified these documents or asserted privilege over the documents that were seized. And yet his attorneys are not saying that, are they?
They're not arguing it specifically in court papers, but they're kind of trying to muddy the waters a bit. Their latest filing says, you know, it's not that we're saying the documents were declassified, but hey, Justice Department, prove to us that they are still classified. They sort of almost dared the Justice Department to make a definitive finding. To the Justice Department, though, there's no issue. This really is just an attempt to muddy the waters. They say that Trump has no claim over these documents and that they need to continue not only their criminal investigation, but the intelligence community needs to continue its assessment of whether there's been any damage to national security by having all this stuff stored unsecured at Mar-a-Lago.
It is fascinating to watch this unfold. Appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.